So here's an interesting turn of events. I'm driving on the way home from work now. A buddy of mine let me know that there is a DeepStack poker tournament taking place not far from us this evening. And he told me he was going to play and wanted to know if I would too. Now, there's a bunch of reasons why I probably wouldn't have said yes. First of all, this tournament begins at 7:30 p.m., which is 3 or 3.5 hours earlier than I can usually get out of the house to go play in a poker game. Most tournaments start that early because they take a long time. So I don't normally play these tournaments, but this being the night before Thanksgiving, a vacation and all that, I thought it might be a cause for some celebration and giving myself a treat. Plus, I've got to buckle down and get work done on my graduate school thesis. So about 2 weeks ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to throw in the towel here on playing cards. I have until the end of the calendar year to get the work done. And I said I'm not going to play any more cards until after the work is done, until after the first of the year, to give myself the mental break I needed to stop tearing myself in half every night. Should I do work or should I go play cards? And, you know, if I just decide I'm not going to go, then I'm not going to go. And it would allow me to get my work done and be responsible and all that. But again, this is a vacation evening, and I've been pretty good about doing my work, so I thought maybe I'll treat myself and go out and play this tournament. So it looks like I'm going to do that. And this is a deep stack tournament, which means it's the buy-in is a little steeper than you see in, for example, a sit-and-go tournament. And you start with a much deeper stack of chips, hence the term deep stack. I believe that we'll start with about 7,000 tournament units. That's similar, for example, to the World Series of Poker main event, which is a 10,000-unit tournament. So this is almost that. You know, that one, the blinds move up so slowly at the main event that it takes days and days and days to finish. Almost a week, as a matter of fact. But this tournament, the blinds will move more quickly than that, certainly. But we'll still be at the table for several hours, you know, hopefully. It'll start at 7:30 p.m. It probably won't finish until midnight or after. So this is a serious investment of time. But I think that this will be good for me. Tournaments are a different kind of play. Excuse me. You have to be more patient in a tournament. You got to really play the numbers a little bit more. Obviously, the big difference between tournaments and cash games is if you're eliminated, you're done. Whereas at a cash table, if you make a mistake, you can just reach into your pocket, pull out money, and buy more chips. So this will be an interesting little exercise. There's a charity tournament coming up in a couple of weeks for our synagogue that I'll be playing in also. And that one is a similar structure, so this will be good practice for that. Of course, the payout of this deep stack tournament, because there's so many players, the payout will be far more, far larger than other tournaments, so there's that also. So the news of the night is, hey, I'm playing in a deep stack poker tournament, which I don't usually do. And if you follow me on Twitter and you hear this, then you'll probably be seeing some deep stack related Twitter posts throughout the evening. So if you don't want to read those, then take whatever measures you deem necessary. But trust me, they'll be worth it. You know, I'm pretty brilliant and humble, so the things that I write are worth reading, of course. So anyway, there's that. Wish me luck. It would make me feel good and be confident to know you're out there rooting for me. And I'll check back in with you later this evening to let you know how things turn out.